Every year here at KALW, we have a little competition.
Come on!
A friendly competition. It's our annual pie-off. Not pie-eating, pie-baking. This past year, we had 10 entries, and after a raucous contest, our editor, Ben Trefney, won.
Come on! Come on!
The year before, there were 16 contestants. Our engineer, Chris Hoff, took top honor.
Boom! That's what I'm talking about!
Well, this Wednesday, people around the world will be talking about a different kind of pie. 3.14159265358979323. The number pi is all around us. It's fundamental to our understanding of the universe. It's how we measure circles. And for an abstract mathematical concept, it has a lot of cultural currency. March 14th, that's 314, is International Pi Day, and it got its start at the Exploratorium right here in San Francisco. So what do you need to know about pi? KALW's Casey Miner has this brain vitamin.
Improved learning ability and academic performance, short-term and long-term memory, can be systematically developed in any student of any age.
Deep inside our brain is something rather like the brain of a crocodile.
The basic definition of the number pi is that it doesn't have an exact value. It's an infinite calculation. But it is possible to know the exact number of people required to sing a fully orchestrated song about it.
We are Buffon's Needle!
I'm at San Francisco's Exploratorium a few days before this year's Pi Day celebration with the 16-person band in question. The name Buffon's Needle is a reference to an 18th century French mathematician who approximated the value of pi by throwing pine needles on the ground.
He took needles and he took some lines on a floor, and the needles were about half the width of each line. And he threw the needles on the floor, and then he counted to see how many crossed the lines, and then he divided them by the number of lines.
Kamara Pettis is the band's lead singer.
He came to the conclusion that, is it 7 over 22? 22 over 7 approximates pi the closest.
And for this reason, some people also celebrate pi on July 22nd. But I digress. To the members of Buffon's Needle, pi is a number worthy of celebration.
It has kind of a sense of wonder and a sense of magic to it, that it's not like 8 or 272. It's a number that just kind of doesn't end. It kind of continues and continues and continues, and there's something very kind of magical about that to me.
The most pi places that somebody's memorized is 100,000, pi to 100,000 places. Mnemonics are pretty fascinating.
That's Chaz Thompson and Adam Green. They're also in the band. And just so you know, the verified memorization record is actually 67,890 digits, set in 2006. The number of digits that have been officially calculated, though, is 2 quadrillion. It took 1,000 computers almost a month to do that one. And here you thought computers were just for email. Scientists like Larry Shaw love that stuff.
Here, but just maybe tell me, like, what you had for breakfast this morning.
3 cookies. Round cookies. They have to be round.
Round
of course.
Shaw's a physicist who's worked at the Exploratorium for 33 years, and one of the highlights was launching the Pi Day celebration in 1988.
Learning about pi, or what the digits are, is something that's a never-ending task. And so we thought we should make a shrine to this never-ending taskness.
The Exploratorium does have a literal shrine. It's a small plaque embedded in the floor that's the focus of much pomp every year. Shaw says that part's always fun, but there are also other ways people relate to pi.
You can sing pi, and you can count pi. Somebody sent me a sheet of 10,000 digits of pi with all the 42s circled. Other people have used pi as a constraint for writing poetry.
Like this poem, where the number of letters in each word corresponds to a digit in pi.
That there, obstinate in you, O strange constant, a divine sign, O exists, is unlikely unless, is O revealed something brilliant, negating belief.
It's just abstract.
And for centuries, it's been inspirational. So on Wednesday, if you think of it, take a moment for pi. But remember, this year's celebration is only accurate to two digits. So if you really want to celebrate, you should wait 3 years for Saturday, March 14th, 2015, at 9:26 p.m. and 35 seconds. At the Exploratorium, I'm Casey Miner for Cross Currents.